Welcome to PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. I'm Mark Pfeffer. My guest today is Matt Schmidt, the founder and CEO of PeopleLogic. Their technology connects with the tools employees use in the course of work to get a sense of engagement and provide recommendations on how to improve performance where they need to. We're going to talk about PeopleLogic's acquisition of Ply, a people and performance management tool, and also get into the company's future and the future of performance management, all on this edition of PeopleTech. Hi, Matt. Welcome. Let's start with the basics. Tell me about PeopleLogic. What do you do?
Yeah, so PeopleLogic is a people, process, and technology intelligence platform. And by that, it sounds like a mouthful, but it's really quite simple, right? So we take all of the data from your organization and we help you make sense about it so that you can make better decisions.
Now, you recently acquired another company. Is it pronounced Ply?
Ply, actually. I think it has some meaning in Ukrainian, I believe.
Spelled P-L-A-I. Now, they call themselves a people and performance management tool. And can you tell me about the fit with PeopleLogic? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we, you know, a lot of what PeopleLogic does today is surface these observations, insights, and recommendations about the actions that you should take according to the data that we have. And so Ply was a great fit for us for two reasons. One, it gave a best of breed platform for us to be able to surface the information that we give customers in their flow of work. So as they're having one-on-ones, as they're doing performance reviews, as they're managing transparency and accountability through their OKRs. And then second, it's a, we have a pretty voracious appetite for data. And so, they have thousands and thousands and thousands of teams and companies that are users of their platform. And it helps for us to be able to understand, okay, how are companies performing? How are they, what kind of strategic initiatives are they doing? How do they structure their teams? And so ultimately, it was a great platform for us to be able to acquire, and culturally and technology-wise, they were a great fit.
Could you give me an example of, a specific example of how this would all work? How a hiring manager, an executive, or a line manager, I should say, is going to use the data? What are they going to look for? How are they going to use it?
Yeah. And so, we have some products that are for teams, and we have some, other products that are for, more of the executive team level or the HR or people teams, right? And so, if a team manager wants to come in and use some of the technology that we have, they're very often, coming in to be able to have more effective one-on-ones or to be able to manage the performance reviews of their teams, or to even track their goals so that they have an easier way to surface those. If you're looking at it more broadly and it's the HR team or the executive team, you're starting to be able to use the data to understand, okay, what are our engagement trends without the need to pound people with more surveys? Or I want to see which teams have higher retention risks. And what are the causes of those retention risks, right? Or where do I have bottlenecks on my team? Who are those influencers, and who are, where are the potential for us to maybe not be operating quite as effectively as we could be because we have communication bottlenecks? And then you even have some use cases of CIOs where they're, looking very specifically at what's the engagement with my tools. And am I getting everything as cost effectively as I can by maximizing the usage? And so we have a pretty broad set of use cases depending on who's buying and what they need and where they are along the organizational maturity curve.
Do you need to, let me ask it this way. How much expertise with data do you need to really get the most out of the platform? Are you presenting information in a pretty digestible way, or do you really need to know the math?
Yeah, so that's the beauty of it, right? We're doing all the heavy lifting and shipping it to you as a SaaS product. So you don't need to be a data analyst. You don't need to even know, you know, how to operate spreadsheets, right? We're going to surface everything to you early enough for it to be something that you can take action on. And then we give you a natural language interface to be able to ask questions about your business so that as you want to, you know, explore the data more, we can surface that easily for you. So you get both the high level, hey, here's something you should pay attention to, and you get the more power user, I want to explore this data and you know, ask particular questions about my business.
The world's best-known investor and Wall Street expert, Warren Buffett, once said, "Wall Street is the only place that people ride to in a Rolls-Royce to get advice from those who take the subway." Mr. Buffett's quote is remarkably accurate, but how many people would rather receive advice from him than someone simply guessing? Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, your single source for Wall Street knowledge and profitable guidance. Please join me, Todd Schoenberger, and fellow trader Tobin Smith, as well as host Veronica Dudo, for a podcast known to move the needle for investors. Tobin and I are seasoned Wall Street executives with deep investment experience, and we are prepared to share our advice to those who choose to listen. Download Buy, Hold, Sell today on the Evergreen Podcast Network or your favorite podcast channel.
Now you've got Ply. It feels like you've broadened your reach with the platform. What are your plans? What are you going to do with this combination?
Yeah, so, you know, really we start to, there's a couple of different ways that we look at it. The first step, the plans are to, you know, make it be a seamless transition for those that are starting with Ply to step up and add the intelligence that the PeopleLogic platform is able to provide. And that's something that we're working on today. Once that's there, then we're starting to surface those insights, the scores around our state factor algorithm, the information about how your teams and your people are connected, and surfacing those into making it easier and more intelligent to do things like have performance reviews, right? And through the power of all of the data that we've collected, we can dramatically cut down on the time that people have to spend going through performance reviews or deciding who to recognize for praise, or, you know, deciding when the best time and what questions make the most sense for their surveys. Right. And so using that data makes it a, you know, going from a people and performance management system to the intelligent people and performance management system for companies that are specifically, you know, starting out and moving through that that first step of having tools.
Are these the kind of capabilities your customers are asking for, or are you sort of looking at their behavior and projecting?
Yeah, so, you know, a little bit of both, right? You know, what we saw, there's two things, right? So one of the reasons for, you know, looking for a company like Ply as far as an acquisition was that, you know, we were hearing from our buyers and our prospective buyers that, you know, they were tired of having a large number of point solutions for all these different things that they wanted, right? So through the pandemic, they had purchased, you know, different, you know, 8 different Slack bots and some survey tools and a performance management tool and HRIS and all these different things. And they wanted that to be, you know, more consolidated. And so, you know, pair that with customers are asking to be able to combine their business data with their people data. And that's where the Ply plus PeopleLogic combination comes in. And so, yeah, some of it is looking at the trends in the market and how people are behaving. And some of it is, customers saying, hey, I'm really frustrated by the way that, the surveys are being run or my performance reviews are being done, and I need a better way.
Are you finding that users of this kind of platform are getting more sophisticated? Is there less of a learning curve than there used to be?
I think, particularly for the Ply platform, I would say yes, right? It's no secret that's a fairly crowded market, where companies like Lattice and 15.5 and others are sort of setting the tone in terms of where they're going. And so people at this point are fairly familiar. They understand that as they go from company to company, they need some certain set of tools to operate their teams and their HR organizations, right? And so, where it is still very early is on the data side and the intelligence side, right? The buyers there are still very much, particularly in the, call it sub 5,000 employees. Those organizations are still very, very early on the adopter curve for being able to use the data to across their business to be able to make decisions about the organization.
Now, we're talking about data, which is data, and we're talking about data about people, which makes it a little fluffier, I guess, at least in terms of what people want to do with it. How do you make sure the whole process is personal? How do you make sure that it really reflects what, not just what the employee is about, but that it reflects the needs and the work habits, essentially, of the user?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so, one of the things about us is, everything is benchmarked against the organization and the people in the organization. So you're not, when we look at the way the organization is structured or the way that engagement measures are occurring, those are not benchmarked against the other companies within our system, right? So it's your score. And so that is one part. And then two, we're not simply people data. Right. So we are collecting information from the important signals across your work tools as well. So if you think about it, your CRM, your issue tracker, your marketing automation system, those are all pieces of data that we're able to collect and understand about how the organization works. So that we, can really tailor this to the way that, specifically to the organization and not to a broader stroke.
Do you think this whole combination of, technology and the usability and the data, of course, have these things really changed performance management? Are employees getting more out of it? Are companies getting more out of it?
I think that there's been a real proliferation, of tools designed to help people teams operate more effectively, get more out of their people. I don't know that all of those have been particularly useful, right? I think that data within the organization for the organizations that are really early adopters and trying to use data to make better decisions are having an easier time getting out ahead of the challenges that they're facing internally, right? Understanding where there is a potential attrition risk for your highest performers, right? Or understanding why your high performers are really high performers versus, your middle of the pack or even your low performers. And so, whether it's around performance management, I do believe that, as we move forward, we're going to see that the companies that are using data are creating a better employee experience because they're reducing the friction that the employees have to go through to be able to interact with the company and to get the value out of things like a performance review, or you know, to provide their feedback, or to be able to, you know, interact with their employees and the teams. And so I think, you know, those that leverage automation and AI and more data are going to have an edge, because they are making it easier for the employees to interact at a high level.
You were talking before about one size of company, and I'm always curious about smaller companies. Is this the kind of capability that they want to take advantage of? And I always wonder about their concern of, they like the tool, but it's going to take them so long to learn something new. How's that whole environment look?
Yeah, so, you know, we see quite a broad array of companies, right? On the data side, we've really, you know, we've gone to great pains to make it really easy to adopt, right? So, you know, there's not a whole lot of adoption that occurs on the employee side, which really minimizes the change management other than communication, those sorts of things, right? You know, on the survey and performance management and OKRs and all those sorts of things, we really try to make it as easy as possible for your team to get into the platform and to start using the platform and have the guidance and the help that you need. And so, you know, we see, you know, 30 person orgs, 50 person orgs be able to leverage the whole suite. And we see, you know, 300, 500, 1,000 person orgs, you know, put it into place for particular teams. And so, you know, it's really just, again, it comes down to that, you know, what's the maturity of the organization and whether they're ready for different parts. And if they're ready, then the change management pieces and the transformational pieces that have to occur are usually quite easy.
Well, Matt, thanks very much for taking the time and talking with me. It's been great, and I hope you'll come back.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mark, for having me.
My guest today has been Matt Schmidt, the founder and CEO of PeopleLogic. And this has been PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. We're a publication of Recruiting Daily. We're also a part of Evergreen Podcasts. To see all of their programs, visit www.evergreenpodcast.com. And to keep up with HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.
Faith in the news media has been challenged, making it even harder to get stories told. The Friday Reporter podcast was created to help audiences better understand the media by hosting journalists who will answer the questions to which we need answers. Join me every Friday to hear more.
Do you love news about LinkedIn, Indeed, Google, and just about every other recruitment tech company out there?
Hell yeah. I'm Chad.
I'm Cheese.
We're the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
All the latest recruiting news and insights are on our show.
Dripping in snark and attitude.
Subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We out.